Thanks for joining us, John Coveney. Apologies for hanging on there. We were just hearing out Lisa's story there, John.
No worries.
Another situation, lovely part of the world, Shangana, a lot of building going on just above us over the border from County Wicklow in Shangana Park. A lot of building going on up there. But Shangana Park is of its own, a lovely place to go for a walk, great place during the pandemic, and lots of little spaces that you can go to, little oases maybe, to satisfy nature. However, there is a competing, interest, and that is to take away some of the oases of Shangana Park and make it into playing facilities for a local club. So how to resolve that? You're on, John, the keep it all for nature side of the argument.
Yes, that's right, Declan.
So, Kate, how did this come about?
Well, can I just check, is Jamie on with us as well?
Yeah, Jamie, you there?
I am indeed. Good morning.
Jamie's morning, just arrived. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, we'll let Jamie start maybe because he sort of took a lot of initial steps in this campaign.
Okay, I've outlined the difficulties there. Competing use of a small and precious piece of greenery, Jamie.
Great. Look, thank you very much, Declan, welcoming us onto the show. For those of you who may or may not be familiar with Shangana Park, it just lies at the south end of Shankill, on the border with Bray. Originally known as Tyrrell's Land, the site itself was acquired specifically for public open space by the council, and it's been a treasured amenity by local communities, in Bray, in Shankill, and the surrounding areas. The sports clubs who call it home, and visitors from near and far, and rightly so. The challenge that the park has now is that it's under attack on several different fronts, from coastal erosion on the east coast side of it, and then from high-density developments in an area that's already struggling with traffic congestion. Now, look, hearing...
Not the park itself, though.
I'm sorry?
Not the park. The park is still green.
The park is getting smaller. It has been green for a number of years. Recently, in a land swap, Dunleary Rathdown Council gave two public meadows on the seaside of the railway tracks to Woodbrook Golf Club, who unfortunately proceeded to rip out a large number of hedgerows and trees.
Well, we talked to them about that particularly, but you've worries about it. Yeah.
There's another part of the Shangana Castle lands which has been given over to much needed housing in the area, and we heard from your earlier caller Lisa there, the challenges that people are facing. This area, Shankill is going to have to accommodate in and around 4,000 people in the vicinity over the coming years. So there will be more people. They'll be needing more access to open green spaces. We absolutely recognise there'll be a need for more sports facilities and better use of existing facilities. And that's really where we're coming from with these plans, because what will happen is if we're trying to sort of put a square peg into a round hole, it's just not going to fit. And many listeners will be aware of the existing traffic congestion trying to get in and out of Bray and Shankill. If you add the capacity of the sporting activity in the park, that's only going to exacerbate the problem, particularly when there aren't enough facilities.
Okay, so basically it's down to, should we use this bit of greenery for facilities for people to play sport on, or should we just leave it as a meadow?
I think there's a balance that can be found. The park is already home to a number of sports clubs and users, both formal and informal, for passive and active recreation. What the council propose is to remove an open meadowland and wooded areas around it to put in what they call a high-intensity active recreation zone. And that sounds quite sinister in an open green space where, families, young and old, people with various levels of mobility, who are trying to access the peace and quiet to get their green prescription. It's been recognised as well, the benefits of spaces. So There are two pitches, GAA pitches, at the front of the park already, and they would be crying out to be upgraded. They could be drained, they could be floodlit, and that would increase the playability and the surface quality year-round. So that would be a solution, as opposed to the council having to close those pitches when there's rain. Looking at the park, the amount of people that are going to be looking to use that park in the future, I just feel it's crucial that it's developed in a sustainable way. And by sustainable, we're talking about something that's economically sound, that's socially acceptable, and that's environmentally responsible.
So the best of both worlds. And how's the campaign going, John?
Yeah, the campaign is going well. We have a lot of local support, and I'm trying to emphasise two key points. That field, the middle field, where they want to put the new sports facility, has been managed for biodiversity since at least the noughties, maybe longer. And as Jamie said, there are two perfectly good fields, sports pitches, out at the front of the park, and we simply don't understand why the facility is not being put there near all the public transport. And the other key issue, two more key issues. First of all, there needs to be an environmental impact assessment of this proposal. The current size of the proposal is 8.7 hectares, or at least that's what the council are trying to say. The threshold size for an EIA, an environmental impact assessment, is 10 hectares. But the council are not counting lots of bits of the project. They're not counting some of the parking. They're not counting the fact that they propose to take one of the existing pitches out of commission. So we don't understand why the council are not accepting the fact that an environmental impact assessment is needed for this. That process would allow a lot more information to be brought in, would hopefully allow for an agreed approach between the sports clubs and the residents, because both the residents and the sports clubs are community organisations. We don't want to be disagreeing with each other.
All right.
The last point, very quickly, is that there needs to be more park. Jamie mentioned the 4,000 welcome new people that are going to be coming to Shankill. There are two fields literally right across the road from the park, across the Bray Road, and the park should be extended in there. If we need more pitches, they should be going into those fields that are used for agricultural use, and we keep the middle field for biodiversity, for quiet, for people walking, and so on.
Good. Well, we're not talking about great concreting everything. This disagreement is down to what a green space is used for. And that was John Coveney and Jamie McKeown from Save Shangana Park campaign.